Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Everyone's going crazy about the Rona. The old Vi.
Well, this is the first weekend where it truly started screwing with American sports. That big tennis tournament that was supposed to be in Coachella Valley out in California canceled. And this is a big one. Rafael Nadal was supposed to be there. Novak Djokovic.
Indian Wells.
Serena Williams. 450,000 people expected of this thing, and they canceled it.
They cancels out by Southwest.
They cancels out by Southwest, which is a massive music and movie conference that brings in, once again, hundreds of thousands of people to that in Austin, Texas. 300 million? What is that?
It was expected that South by Southwest brings between $300 and $350 million to the local economy.
Well, I mean,
because it's a 10-day, it's two weekends.
It's one of the biggest, yeah, like, conferences.
Crippling Austin.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It brings in a ton of money. So that's been canceled. On top of that, Gary Bettman went.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Everyone's going crazy about the Rona. The old Vi.
Well, this is the first weekend where it truly started screwing with American sports. That big tennis tournament that was supposed to be in Coachella Valley out in California canceled. And this is a big one. Rafael Nadal was supposed to be there. Novak Djokovic.
Indian Wells.
Serena Williams. 450,000 people expected of this thing, and they canceled it.
They cancels out by Southwest.
They cancels out by Southwest, which is a massive music and movie conference that brings in, once again, hundreds of thousands of people to that in Austin, Texas. 300 million? What is that?
It was expected that South by Southwest brings between $300 and $350 million to the local economy.
Well, I mean,
because it's a 10-day, it's two weekends.
It's one of the biggest, yeah, like, conferences.
Crippling Austin.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It brings in a ton of money. So that's been canceled. On top of that, Gary Bettman went and spoke to the media this past weekend. And we'll have Ty Anderson in here in a couple of minutes to talk about how this is going to affect his job. But now it sounds like you're not going to have any reporters in the NHL locker room.
As you all know, the locker room is a very intimate environment, and players are not always fully clothed, and it may be best to have media accessibility at a podium for everybody's health. So we appreciate everything that the media does covering our game and the relationship you have with our teams and our players. But we're dealing with interesting, to say the least, and challenging times from a medical standpoint.
All right, as I was saying earlier, I don't know what not being fully clothed has to do with anything. You don't really catch coronavirus from your Johnson.
I would hope so. I would hope so, or I'd be in big trouble if you can't be around a bunch of nude dudes. I don't want that, Rona.
But they're saying that that is going to also, like, it's going to roll into the NBA, I believe the Major League Major League Baseball, also soccer is going to do the same thing. And I don't know if you saw the box office totals from this weekend, but the movie Onward, it was a Pixar movie, and it's one of those films, you know, anytime a Pixar film opens, it's supposed to be massive. I think they expected it to grow somewhere of like $90 million. It was a bomb. I mean, it was a bomb by Pixar standards. It made like $40 million, which is like less than half of what the expectations were, because people were scared to go to the movies because of the coronavirus reporting.
Yeah, there's people are very scared to go because of Rona. Marissa, go ahead.
So I went to the movie theater this weekend. I saw 1917, but I was in line to get wine because, you know, you need your wine.
Yeah, I understand.
So I had a gentleman next to me at the other person for alcohol, and he's buying his drinks. He has latex gloves on. He's looking at everyone all weird. And the next thing you know, he picks up his drinks. And then he picks up his drink and he has his popcorn. He kind of like cups it in under his arm and he starts eating the popcorn. And I kid you not, with the latex gloves on. And I let out this like large laugh, because it's like idiots in the wild. It's like, why would you eat the popcorn with your latex gloves if you're so paranoid of the coronavirus? You would take your gloves off, then you would eat your popcorn, since you're already risking your life eating that popcorn.
Yeah, that's a decent point. If you touch something with the latex gloves, and then he's touching the popcorn
and then you put it in your mouth.
It's a great point.
Like, why can your hands not touch it, but you can put it in your mouth? Yeah,
so I just laughed, and the guy behind me was like, yep. And he looked at me, he was like, yep, I saw that. And I was like, idiots in the wild, man. Yeah. I was like, fake paranoia. Here we go.
Yeah, he'll never get sick. I mean, as long as you wear latex gloves, he will never get the coronavirus.
So he's licking the thing that he's touching, all the things that he's not supposed to be touching with his bare fingers.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, that's how you consume things. Yeah, well, again, I have two doctors that I talk to that are just say, I don't know what everyone's freaking out about.
Well, I would say it's the death toll that's going up and the amount of people who have it. I think that the way it's spreading, that 2 weeks ago there was none of it here, and now there's, you know, already.
They said that it's a light cold.
Well, not for people over 70, it's not.
Yeah, but I mean, what are we going to concern ourselves with that now?
Your parents are coming into town.
Yeah. They're coming into town.
And you're not concerned at all.
About my parents getting the Rona?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, if they're going to get it, they're going to get it. I mean, I don't know how to prevent it.
Well, I mean, this is starting to turn into a deal where you're going to have
professional sporting events problems. I mean, so I don't know, you know, if it would kill them or anything. I mean, what do you want me to not have my parents come in? I mean, they're as likely to get it in Tennessee as they are here.
Except for the whole travel part.
I'm told that the airplane is not a way that you're going to get it.
It's not as much the airplane as the airport.
Yeah. Again, the airport, I've been told, is not a bad thing to go to. I'm not lying to you.
It was funny because yesterday, no, it was funny, but it was interesting. Yesterday, the guy from the CDC, I think, was on Meet the Press, and he said that older people just shouldn't travel. And they said, and absolutely, absolutely do not go on a cruise.
No,
and have you seen the cruise stocks? Oh, my gosh. No. I mean, they're in the toilet
Cruises have that kind of crap going all the time. I mean, they have cruises where people get sick constantly.
Well, I mean, there's the one
and
that
it spreads.
Right.
I mean,
everyone got the stomach disease and went insane.
Yeah. Well, you're nuts if you go to the... But apparently this doesn't do well in warm weather. And now I have heard that from other than Trump. I've heard that it doesn't do well. It's harder to pass in warm weather.
Well,
when I'm at the Rube, I won't get the Rona.
At the Rubes. Well, the NBA has already started to have discussions
I know.
About not having fans at some of their games. Matter of fact, they said prepare to play in arenas without fans. LeBron said, I am not playing if there's not fans there. I don't know how that would work with the playoff race. I'm sure there's games.
He would just go, I'm not playing.
Just say, I'm not playing.
Yeah, and then he would not play.
Yeah, and he would not play. So,
I mean, I don't understand any of it. Like, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. I don't understand.
That's not true. I mean, there's things you can do. You can, you know, if you're older, you can, you know, stay away from large groups of people. I think that's kind of what they're warning people.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. There's nothing you can do about it. Unless you want to, you know, hibernate.
I mean, CDC would disagree. What do they call, what's the really friendly term they're using for basically not social distancing is what they're calling it. Basically become like a hermit. Just stay on your own and yeah, 6 feet apart from everyone. Keep room
Some of us already do that.
But listen, in a time like this, Fred, we all need feel-good stories.
Yeah.
Something that makes us feel a little bit better. I mean, these are scary times. Every time you turn on the TV, you have crazy people telling you crazy things, like Jeanine Pirro from Fox News saying the most nonsensical thing I think I've ever heard on TV.
Now, they say the mortality rate for coronavirus is higher than the flu. But consider, though, that we have a flu vaccine, and yet in 2019, 16,000 Americans died from the flu. Imagine if we did not have the flu vaccine, the flu would be a pandemic. So all the talk about coronavirus being so much more deadly doesn't reflect reality. Without a vaccine, the flu would be far more deadly.
She is on the money.
That is... You see, that's the problem. There isn't a vaccine.
Yes, and nor will there be for over a year, despite what you might be hearing from the people up top.
Yeah, no, that's
no. They have to do clinical trials and a bunch of other stuff.
It's going to be a while, but there
is... That Pirro, though, shoots from the hip.
That is one of the most nonsensical things.
She is so even-keeled.
There's a moment during that...
She does not favor any side.
Where she stumbles as if she realizes what's coming out of her mouth. Like, am I really saying these words that are coming about this?
I find that highly
maybe you're
doubtful
right.
That she has any concern about what comes out of her mouth.
But, Fred, we all need a feel-good story, and this one comes out of New York. It's upstate New York. There is a woman whose house caught on fire. She lost all the things that she loved. And there was a news station that said, you know what, we're going to do something to help her out. You know, you've heard of these things before where maybe they raise a bunch of money and they help, like, you know, pay for the repairs.
Yeah, they give you like an easy chair.
They do something like, they rally the community around her and they said, you know what, this is our cause. We are going to help this poor lady out. You have the
okay,
right there. For
all me. Right. Here we go. Young woman's house burns down and here's what they have to say.
Somebody's about to get an ABC 13 umbrella who's been going through a tough time recently. So we're going to go meet Mary.
Okay, so is she going to get a tote bag as well?
Well,
for when awesome. She doesn't have a roof? So she can just sit on the floor with an umbrella? Like, you're not trying.
I don't know. Maybe there's more to it, Fred.
Well, listen. I go to PBS. I want a tote bag. I don't want any umbrella.
Somebody's about to get an ABC 13 umbrella who's been going through a tough time recently. So we're going to go meet Mary.
The fire broke out at Mary's home on Mill Road in Clover Monday night and destroyed almost everything she held dear.
Well, see my home burning up. And then finally that night, my sister had passed away on her way to my house.
Her daughter reached out to ABC 13 about her extraordinary loss. And today, Chief Meteorologist George Flickinger set out to brighten up her day.
We have an umbrella, and I've never actually signed one of these before.
Wow. So this stupid weatherman that no one cares about is going to sign an umbrella?
An autographed umbrella. That's fantastic.
Wait a second. Is this real?
This is real. This really...
The best thing... Stupid Marshall Hook has got something better than this.
This is the tchotchke closet. This is on the bottom of the tchotchke closet.
They found it in the back of some guy's trunk in the news. Maybe the
wait,
news
this
van.
Is ser- so.
This is a true.
They're doing this.
Her house, like half of it, burned
didn't
down.
Did you say like someone died or something like that?
Her sister had just died like 2 weeks before this.
And then so the dumb meteorologist that probably makes less than the chick whose house burned down. Is it going to sign for the thing? Who if approved this?
Like what producer went, yeah, man.
Yeah.
This is it. This is a feel good. This will go viral. It's a feel good moment.
And then we slitter a five. We put a little nickel. Here's a nickel and an umbrella, stupid.
Yeah. I gave her a Subway Sub Club card that was only two sandwiches away from getting a free one.
Well, that's better than an umbrella.
I'm thinking the producer went rogue on this one. I'm thinking the TM called the guy and it's like, what the F are you doing?
They packaged it, produced it, and aired it. This isn't like off the cuff.
By
this
the
was
way,
like planned
a Subway card is better than an umbrella. You understand? There's nothing worse than an umbrella. And do you know how mean that is?
Sure. Your
because
roof got burnt
your roof
down,
came
and
out.
An umbrella.
And here's an umbrella.
Here's some rain tonight,
with the dumb meteorologist's signature on it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you think of anyone you'd less like to have a signature from than some dumb weatherman?
I will tweet this video out because you have to see her face when they give it to her. It's like you. Someone said, I legit hope this woman beat him to death with said autographed umbrella.
Could the guy from Chili's sign it as well? The busboy from Chili's? Get a load of this weatherman. I mean, he really thinks he's the bee's knees. Like, hey, idiot. No one cares about you at all. Ew. I mean, that's mean. I mean, this isn't just dumb. It's mean. What's she supposed to do? Sit on the floor with an umbrella?
Yeah, because it's she has no roof anymore. So I mean, it's like you are a little temporary roof.
Like you couldn't get like, whatever. You couldn't get like Home Depot to like give her nails. I mean,
no hammers, just nails.
It's better than an umbrella signed by the stupid weatherman.
And he like hugs her too. Like it's gonna be okay. Jesus. Here's the umbrella.
Here we are in
any,
the middle of
literally
winter.
Anything is better than this.
That's right. Here we are in the middle of the winter, honey.
I'm scanning my brain to think of something dumber to give this woman than a signed umbrella from some stupid weatherman.
Did this happen in the last couple of weeks?
This happened a week ago.
Okay, so we're in the middle of winter.
March
3rd. In upstate New York.
It doesn't matter if it's the middle of winter in August. It's not even bad. It's mean. Like, it's like a cruel joke. Can you imagine this weather? By the way, upstate New York, this guy's pulling down an even 15,000 a year.
That's true.
Let me have your autograph, stupid.
Hello, Albany. Yep.
Yeah. The Albany weatherman drives his Pinto up to the stupid house. What are the chances this woman makes more than the weatherman?
Pretty good.
No, they're not. They're not.
I don't care if they live in a hovel. They might make more than the weatherman.
And today, Chief Meteorologist George Flickinger set out to brighten up her day.
We have an umbrella, and I've never actually signed one of these before. You have your own ABC 13 umbrella.
Okay, thank you.
To you, bringing you sunshine on a rainy day.
You suck. You just suck.
I mean, they're standing there just looking at this.
He signed it too, which is like 10 times worse than just giving her an umbrella.
She's like, yeah, that's an umbrella.
Like, start a Kickstarter for the lady.
Oh, do anything.
A Venmo account,
like
something.
A gift card to a grocery store.
You made fun of a Subway card, which I contend is 1,000 times better than that umbrella.
I mean, that is, I saw that. I was just like, I can't believe that they made a package out of it. And they made this like, and they wanted it to go viral.
Well, it did.
Well, it did for all the wrong reasons. That is true.
Big Albany, I almost swore, Big Albany weatherman. I'm not used to signing these things. No kidding, really? Like, everyone wants your autograph, stupid.
Somebody said they honestly thought they were helping a rebuild her life with an umbrella signed by a local meteorologist who's probably a clown at children's parties on the weekend. Just need to play the phrase, how to change life, yeah, over the clip.
Yeah, I guarantee you he can't live off his salary. Ew. Ew. I mean, we know losers that have done better than this. Like, people on Facebook raise, like, at least, like, $500. Ugh. An umbrella signed by the stupid weatherman. The local weatherman in Albany. You got that Yugo up there. You couldn't get it up there fast enough. Well, at least people are really dumb. If you're feeling bad about yourself today, you didn't do that.
So was it, imagine how devastated she'll be when the autograph washes off in the rain.
Yeah, well, you know, no, that's for framing at this point. That's framing. Next thing you know, you could get the guy who runs the laundromat to sign one of your underwears. All right, Ty Anderson is here. We will talk to him in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, now Maroon just went after Chara. Here they go.
Oh, Chara just got crushed into the deck by Cirelli. Oh, from behind.
Cirelli's going to get something coming to him here.
It's a free-for-all out at center.
Cirelli just grabbed Cirelli and just threw him to the ice, and they're going to go up. Oh, that's Killorn. Who's got Cirelli?
I think that's Coyle. Cirelli's now on top of him. Chara has Maroon. McAvoy down.
Now they drop the gloves.
Here
that's
we
a
go.
Long shift for Zdeno Chara. Was Maroon even out there?
Maroon a couple of laps.
It's a long shift for Chara. A long shift. Had the chances in the offensive end. Had to hustle back and take Kucherov. Actually, Maroon gives him a little pat there, but Chara wanted Sergachev after he got hit.
Sports Hub, I saw that Rich had tweeted about the Bruins game, and then I realized that I had not seen it.
Oh, my God. That
great,
was the
great game.
That was the most entertaining. It didn't win, obviously.
I know.
That second period.
I know.
Does that qualify as a Donnybrook?
Oh, hell yeah. How many Bruins were in the box?
There were three or four fights in the middle of the ice, right? Is that a Donnybrook in today's NHL?
It's Donnybrook one is fight if people is. Leave the bench, right?
Donnybrook just means a bunch of people fighting at once.
Yes,
I think
that's
technically
what I
the term. So
but did the goaltenders fight?
No, they did not.
But they were looking. Yeah, they were. But the one great thing about this game was that it just was everything you want to see in April or May. Like, this is... If the gods, the hockey gods, shined upon all of us,
get these guys together in the second round. That's what we need.
Unbelievable series between these two.
That's going to go seven games. Now, Ty, obviously Tampa's making a statement in that game. They're showing that they're going to be more physical this year. What do you make out of that? Does that make you weary of playing them more than you were before that game?
No, because I think that this matchup is actually a better one for the Bruins this year.
Yeah.
I feel like last year's Tampa team, seeing them, I was like, I want nothing to do with that team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, they looked like that perfect mix of speed and skill and size. This team, they have some size, but I thought the Bruins handled it well. And after, speaking with them after the game, it seemed like they were welcoming the idea of the physical challenge that they would present their way. They'd be like, okay, that's fine. We can play that style. I think the Bruins are comfortable winning 2-1 games, 3-2 games, more than they are 5-4 games, 6-5 kind of games. So
right.
I think that, you know, if they're at full strength here and they have Brandon Carlo available, made a big difference not having him on Saturday. Noticeable.
Did you think Rask played well?
No. No, that was a stinker. That was a bad game for him.
His first couple goals were, I mean, he's got to have at least one of those.
So does that concern you that, okay, so essentially that Tampa Bay game is one of the bigger games you're going to play this year. Does it concern you? He's been great, no question. Vezina candidate. But does it concern you that in a game like that, he struggled?
No, because I think the game on Tuesday in Tampa was bigger, okay. If that makes any sense, because the division was tighter then.
Sure.
It was a road game. And I thought he was better in that game. So he's also been pretty good at turning the page. He's had a few stinkers out of the break here. Yeah, the game against Calgary at home wasn't that great. The Vancouver loss, obviously. But he's been pretty good at turning the page and just moving forward. I mean, you look at his record post-All-Star break. He's 8-4 now. He has a .930 save percentage. That's the eighth best among goalies with at least 10 games. So he's been good. He's had some clunkers in here, but his numbers are still in the top 10.
Okay, the one thing that we saw on Saturday night was that the Bruins, you know, one thing they got killed for last year, especially during the Stanley Cup final, is the lack of toughness.
Right.
And it seems like bringing in Nick Ritchie was a guy, it seemed like a blatant move to try to get that, even though he was not a fighter. And all of a sudden, this guy's not only a fighter, but he's one of the most physical guys on the team. Do you think that they have done enough in order to dial it up physically to be that team that won't get bullied around anymore?
I think so, and I think they can actually even bolster it a little bit here. And this fourth line has kind of been a mix all season. They don't have an exact, you know, grouping down yet.
Mm-hmm.
They have Trent Frederick in the minors. If you want to give him another look here before the end of the year, that makes sense.
All right, so I don't know Trent Frederick. Describe his game.
He's 6'1". He's a power. They're trying to turn him into a power forward who can play both the wing and center. He's leading the AHL in fighting majors. I think he's up to 8 now. So he gets 2 more. He's actually suspended because you can't have more than 10 fights in the AHL.
Former first-round pick, right?
Yeah, and he's actually he's made a little bit, talking to people down there who see him on a regular basis. He's learning how to play with the puck a little bit more, make some plays offensively. So they can reach down in the minors and even make themselves even tougher if they want. But I do think they have enough because in the playoffs, it's not going to be... I think that last year, not having Kevin Miller and not having Chris Wagner really changed the Stanley Cup final. I think that was a massive loss in terms of toughness.
Yeah.
And I think that since the Rask incident, there's been an emphasis on team toughness. You see Nordstrom dropping the gloves. David Krejci's fighting guys now. I think that the team as a whole has bought in on, we're going to have each other's backs, we're going to fight when necessary, and we're going to stick up for ourselves.
So Cirelli, is he going to... I don't even know if it's
a rat.
Last
oh,
night.
Man.
Oh, so he obviously... I don't know if you saw it, Fred, but he checked Char from the back when he was engaged with Patrick Maroon.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Is he going to get any kind of punishment for that? I mean, if they come down at all...
No, they fined Roman Josi yesterday for a cross check, but they didn't have anything for Cirelli, so I think that's now officially dead and gone. So you got to wait for the second round now. He's a
piece
tough,
of trash.
Yeah, he's a little SOB. Yeah, he really is. I mean, he's a phenomenal player when you watch him. He's a guy that really gets under your skin. They got a few of those with Paquette and Maroon.
But I can't believe he was still on the ice too after all done. You know, they took all that time obviously to get everything done, and then you see him still on the ice, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I think even the people on Nesson had no idea why he was still on the ice.
I mean, Corrali gets a 10-minute misconduct for jumping in on a fight, which was a 2-on-1 fight, by the way. He's breaking up a 2-on-1. He gets a penalty for that. Cirelli's cross-checking two guys that are engaged in a fight. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem, is that these officials now, they lose control of games on the regular. It's crazy.
So you've seen these two games, and it's nice when they're, you know, the sample size is so close together. After what you saw in Tampa, here in Boston, what do you surmise from this? Like, I know that both team made moves. Who do you think right now is the better team?
Well, I thought you were going to get more out of Blake Coleman, and I think Zach Bogosian on the Tampa blue line, I don't think he's that great, so that's not totally surprising. I thought Coleman was going to be a great fit for them, and I haven't really seen it yet, so I feel better, honestly, from the Bruins looking at that roster. The problem with the Bruins is still that middle six. What is it? You know, is it Nick Ritchie and Kasha between around Krejci, rather? Or they get back down to the third line. So DeBrusk needs to get going. That's a guy that needs to score a few more goals here. But I feel good. I mean, it's a coin flip series, right? It's a total coin flip, in my opinion.
All right, we will be back. We have an international hockey expert, Ty Anderson. You can read him at CBS. You can read him at 985thesportshub.com. The time change has done a number on me. You can read him at 985thesportshub.com. We'll be back with him. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.
Come.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
As you all know, the locker room is a very intimate environment, and players are not always fully clothed, and it may be best to have media accessibility at a podium for everybody's health. So we appreciate everything that the media does covering our game and the relationship you have with our teams and our players, but we're dealing with interesting, to say the least, and challenging times from a medical standpoint.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Ty Anderson from 985thesportshub.com covers the Bruins. He's in here, but not in the locker room.
Yeah, what's... Okay, so that came out, I think, Saturday morning, and the game was Saturday night. And from what I saw you tweet, is that nothing had changed at that point, right?
Yeah, we were still in there after the game.
Okay.
And there's a practice today for 11 at Warrior. I imagine that if they do have new policies, they'll be enacted today. But I don't know. I mean, I'm okay with, and I know a lot of media people are going to kill me here, I'm okay with not being in the locker room if they think this is a legit worry. I'd rather a reporter not sneeze in David Pastrnak's face just to ask him what's it like to score goals. Like, that's not important to me. What's important is the players being healthy and the, you know, league not having to do something stupid like play games in an empty stadium.
Okay,
it makes a difference than do it.
So I saw this weekend a bunch of writers, and I don't know who's right or who's wrong, and you would know more than me, obviously, like freaking out, saying that this is how we get all of our information. This is how we do our job, is being in that locker room, because these guys talk to us and tell us things, not maybe in the scrum, but they tell us things when everyone else walks away, and we have to have that locker room access in order to break these stories. How true is that? Like, I mean, how real is it that these people who cover the teams on a day-to-day basis and travel with them, how much of it is just what they tell everybody and it doesn't really matter, and how much of it is they're getting real inside info in those locker rooms?
I think it's more important on a practice day than a game day. I think a post-game locker room is some of the most useless sound, useless quotes that you can get in all the sports, across all sports, not just hockey. I mean, everyone's just speaking in cliches. They all want to get out of there. They all want to eat dinner and go home. They don't want to, like, analyze a play with you that you can watch on your own. It's big on practice days, I think, because that's when you can kind of pull a guy aside and say, you know, what's the deal with here? But I think that in 2020, we all have cell phones. We all have each other's emails. And, you know, many of the good insiders have a lot of phone numbers that they can just say, hey, can we talk about this? But if we're going to move things to the podium post-game right now, that's fine. That's fine. Like, the idea, like, it's not like it was even 10 years ago where you walk in, there's an empty locker, there's a full locker room, you know, everyone's sitting at their stall, and you go up to them and ask questions. Now it's very, they bring one guy out at a time, everyone crowds around them. They bring one guy out, everyone crowds around them. So you're not really getting exclusives in terms of post-game, in my opinion. It's very rare that you do.
Yeah.
And if you do, you get them from the road team because it's just easier than the home team that has 30 media people.
Don't step on the bee, but I heard they got rid of the bee.
It's on the ceiling now. I miss it being on the floor because I used to love when they would like yell at like media.
Oh, Thornton. Thornton didn't yell at me. Well, some like loser guy there like started yelling at me for being on the B, and then Thornton came out and like jokingly was like, "I'm going to kick your ass unless you get off of it." So I just stood on it.
It was it's honestly like just watching someone step on it and then everyone just screaming at that person.
Yeah,
and that person
funny.
Looking around and going, "What am I doing right now?" and not realizing it. Like, I really enjoyed that because that's just, I'm a bad person. I don't hide from that.
I thought it was very funny. I'm like, "Oh boy, I stepped on the bee."
It's an epidemic during the Stanley Cup final because you have 8 million reporters basically in one 20 by 20 room.
And it's like you're about to fall off a ledge. Everyone's like not trying to like be the guy who does it.
Exactly. Yeah. You get people like trying to parkour basically around carpet.
So how much have you heard, like, have you gotten any emails from the NHL about like what this is going to look like? And you said that there was, I think I saw on your Twitter that there were a couple of small changes backstage. Did any of the players talk to you about like their concern for all of the coronavirus stuff? Because LeBron James said that he will not play if there ends up being an empty stadium, if you have to like play these games just for the televised audience and no one in the arena.
Yeah, if they do that, it's going to be stupid.
It's so dumb.
That's so silly if you do that.
And
you're messing with people's livelihoods, too, and which I don't – that's a part of this that I – there's just pure panic about what this flu is and what it could be. I just – people are losing money. So I don't want to play buildings and empty arenas.
I don't mean to be devil's advocate, but they're also losing lives if they expose themselves to this. If you're over 70, there's a high chance.
Well, then if you're over 70, then I would not go to the game.
Well, it's not. I understand that. I get that.
But if you have respiratory problems, I wouldn't go to the game. But if you're a relatively healthy younger person.
I think it seems right now like a little bit of a panic too, but everyone doesn't want to get sued. That's what this is all about. It's about no one wants to be the person that you find out contracted it at the TD Garden or some other place. And
how
then all
could
of
they
a sudden,
sue?
Well, it's also bad PR. It's also bad press for whatever business that you run or place that you have. I mean, think about it. Like, you know, the news came out about the Biogen thing over at the, you know, Boston Long Wharf thing. And, you know, that's national news. I guarantee that hotel's losing a ton of money because no one wants to stay there. And, you know, if they're getting out ahead of it.
If you could somehow prove that the room was not completely hazmated down or, you know, swept for the, you know, appropriately clean in today's day and age, maybe you could file a civil lawsuit.
I am watching other reporters.
How would you do that? What's that? You're watching other reporters?
Oh, yeah. If you're sniffling around me, I'm just going to start yelling. I'm just like, oh, nope, get away from me.
Every cough is 10 times as loud now. Like, if you're at a grocery store or something and someone's coughing from an aisle over, you hear it. Like,
that's what they want. They want the government wants you doing that. They want you going at your own
There
man.
We go.
It's a voting year.
It's a
voting year.
It's a they live situation.
Exactly. You know? You're going to put on sunglasses or you're going to start eating that trash can.
There we go.
That's right.
Came here to do two things. Chew gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of gum.
No, I honestly, like,
my toothpick collection is...
That's Cobra.
That's right.
Cobra's a toothpick. That was a Rowdy Roddy Piper line from They Live. Right.
Well, listen, they're one and the same.
You got your badass, like, Living on the Edge Renegade movies mixed up.
Yeah. Have you watched They Live in a while? Have you seen it lately?
It was on TV about 5 years ago, and it was awesome.
It's amazing. That fight scene, by the way, goes on for like 3.5 minutes too long.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, geez. It's like a full-on wrestling match for almost an entire 20-minute block.
And like John Carpenter really thought that that was a movie about like the ills of society,
mm-hmm.
like about how we're all like slaves to ads and things like that. And it's so horribly cheesily done. And Rowdy Roddy Piper is just, I mean, boy, it's a shame he didn't have more starring roles after that film, huh? They just said, throw this guy in there. He's never done this before as the lead in this Alien movie.
He was on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He had walnuts in his car.
It's a bucket of chestnuts.
Yeah, it's a bucket of chestnuts.
So what? Now that like, you know, you saw this game on Saturday, and I mean, the one cool thing that you got to think is that this is a directive from Cassidy, right? Isn't this from the head down? Go out there, stick up for your teammates, and it seems to be something that has been almost automatic over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and they hated the narrative that was sort of born out of the Rask thing.
Yeah.
Talking to players, they were like, this is complete BS. Like, we have each other's backs. No one saw what happened. And they tried making the kid fight, you know, the Ben Bemstrom, the kid on the Blue Jackets, but they said he's a 19-year-old Swedish kid. He doesn't want to fight. What are we going to do, chase him around all game?
Yeah.
Which they tried doing. Again, they tried doing, but it created this sort of false narrative that they don't have each other's back, which is just not true.
I want to give you credit if you're the one who wrote this, and that is you got to lose before you can win. Like, were you the one who wrote that?
Yeah, that was a line of my latest column.
Explain that.
I think that if you're a good team in today's NHL, you need to go through the pain of losing the first round, the second round, even the third round sometimes before you can truly win. Think about 2010 with the Bruins. They choke in Game 7 of Philly after being up 3-0.
Yep.
You talk to players on that team.
And 3-0 in that game.
Yeah. And they tell you that helped them down the road. That helped them learn how to have that killer instinct, when to go for the throat and just eliminate a team. I think that this group is going through something similar. I think that they lose in the second round, 2018 to Tampa. They weren't ready for that series. They just weren't. 2019, it's the loss of losses. You know, they lose Game 7 of Stanley Cup Final on home ice.
Yep.
But now they're back. They're back at the top of the league. They're rolling that rock right back up the hill, and they look. I think this team looks better than they did a year ago.
I agree.
I think they're a more complete team.
No question.
I agree. But are you one of these guys that's afraid of the President's Trophy?
Should be.
No, I'm not. No. I don't, because I don't think that's a, if that's what's going to stop you, you're never winning it to begin with.
I know. I agree.
Give them the home ice through all four rounds. Oh, I love that. They're great at home.
I don't understand how having the best record in the league can be a negative, but.
Well, people, it's a jinx. I don't understand how being on the cover of Madden doesn't screw up your career, but it does.
Mahomes may have flipped that now.
Oh, yeah. Mahomes was on that. Madden last year, mm-hmm. And you're learning how to lose there. He also works for Tampa Bay, President's Trophy winner. What happened to them in the first round last year?
That's why this playoff series is going
to
be awesome.
That's what I'm saying. And the Bruins are going to have to go through that in round two, and more to a bigger point, Ty, and I think we've talked about this a little bit with you. This year is a lot more difficult than last year for the Bruins to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals, because last year you had a lot of teams get knocked out that would have given the Bruins problems. Tampa Bay, Washington, all of those teams I have a feeling are going to be in the mix this year and playing series after series, and that includes the first round against Carolina or Columbus or whoever it is. It's going to be much harder to get back this year than it was last year.
Yeah, and you really can't rely on everyone else to do your dirty work for you, right?
That's what happened last season. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah, and if it ended today, you have Tampa Bay and Toronto in the first round. I don't really like Toronto's chances there. If you've seen this team play recently, they look lost right now. So you're going to have to go through the best this year, I think. But
Toronto, aren't they like kind of like the 76ers we were talking about today? Is they have that talent, and maybe in the playoffs they can just decide to all of a sudden start playing as a cohesive.
But that hasn't, historically speaking, that hasn't happened with
Toronto. They better win this
year.
They better win this year, because if they don't, they're going to be in a mess of crap.
It'd be great if they win a playoff round and the Bruins win, because like, we finally did it, and like, oh no.
These guys
win again. Right.
Yeah. So I would love that. That'd be a great angle, but I think that you should feel confident about this Bruins team. If the first line is healthy and they stay upright, you like their chances. That was the difference last year. You know, we talk about toughness and we talk about this, but the biggest thing was that first line was a battered, broken mess by the end of it, and they couldn't give you anything. If they give you anything in games 5, 6, and 7, you win the Stanley Cup, but they just couldn't do it. So keeping them upright, keeping them rested 100%, that's the key to this team down the stretch. I know it seems obvious, but if they get what they got out of Charlie Coyle again, and David Krejci's line finds its footing, this team is going to be fine.
Yeah, another reason why you want to win some games so you can rest some guys. All right, Ty Anderson, read his writing at 98.5thesportshub.com or the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Take a fight with him on Twitter. It's fun.
Well, please don't.
I've talked to Ty. Ty's gonna bring it down a little bit. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line ma.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh boy.
98.5 to Sports Hub. Go ahead.
Okay, Dan, what's going on?
The Dan? Last 5 minutes were just. So at the end of every hour, there's always an hourly sponsor, and John's very good about doing that. So, but he was engaged with Ty in a conversation, so he didn't have his headphones on. But I went through the speakers in the studio and I said, John, not listening. So we got about 10.
He's deaf and on account of the tumor.
Exactly. So
that I didn't. Big, I didn't, stupid tumor.
The ear on top of his head where the speaker is, he couldn't hear it.
No. But at the same time, there was about 10 seconds left before John was supposed to do it. My cell phone rings, and I look down, and it says Fred Toucher. So I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So I answer the phone, and I can hear Fred talking. And I'm like, oh, it's a butt dial. Right? It sounded as though he was on the phone, but I think he was in the bathroom.
Oh, it's me and Fred talking.
So I'm yelling at John to do the hourly update, and he's not listening to me. And
Rich, did you wash your hands?
You came out of the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you I've washed my hands now.
But so that's where you were.
How does the bathroom consistently smell like feces? I mean,
upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
No, upstairs?
Okay. No, downstairs is a haven. Downstairs is a little bit of heaven.
I don't know. The answer to your question is I don't know.
Again, I don't understand why these dudes come in, salespeople, and immediately just go to the bathroom.
Because you can. It's because you got that big long commute where you're eating
slice of heaven.
You're eating your breakfast sandwich and your coffee, and you're running. You're running upstairs by the time you get here.
It's disgusting. Like that room, that bathroom. After 8 o'clock, just is smells like feces the entire day. I don't know. Like, I don't know what they eat. Like, I'm no picture. By the way, I've lost 10 pounds, but I'm in no picture.
Very nice.
I've no picture of health. But I certainly, once I go to the bathroom, if you went in 5 minutes later, it would not still be hanging in the air. Like, I hate it here.
Yeah. Well, go downstairs.
It's not the pee. I'm not going to go downstairs to pee.
Oh, okay. Well, that looks like you're huffing it.
Like, I hate it. Like, what's wrong with you? You're all going to die. I mean, it's not supposed to be like that. Yeah, the dude from WROR. It's saying
he's dying in there.
Yeah,
now.
It's, oh, really? Yeah.
Right now?
It's disgusting.
It.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
They have masks here?
I don't know.
Pretty bad.
I don't know what they eat. I don't know.
So if they're doing it right now, we can honestly say that it's no one from this show. That's a good thing.
No one from this show is disgusting.
Because I suspected it would have been
Except
Nick.
Wallach.
I thought it would have been
Wallach, not so long ago, went dual with me. I was downstairs and Wallach just creeped into the next stall.
And
took a duel.
I had no idea he was there.
Now, in fairness to John, it made no noise and was clean.
John, look at John. Look at how he's built. It's impossible for him to stink up a place.
You'd be surprised.
I just don't get it. I don't get why it consistently, like, I don't get what's wrong with people. I live with four people. The bathroom never smells. Like, my kids, they don't smell the bathroom up. My wife doesn't go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And then I certainly don't smell anything. And I'm gross.
Yeah, I'm a once a monther. Like about once a month, there's like a day where it's not good.
I'm not.
After that, I'm fine.
I'm clean.
See it?
I'm with you, Rich. There's always a day where you just eat the wrong thing or you're not feeling
your
well.
Your body just goes, dude, you suck. Just,
totally, don't eat that again.
Right. You guys, then after that, I'm fine. Then all of a sudden, oh, boy, it's the 23rd, isn't it?
I just have no idea what goes on in there.
Seriously.
No idea what goes on in there. I don't know what they eat. I don't know why they choose to go. I don't know why it's like fun to be in there for them.
Why is there no ventilation in one of these bathrooms?
Because this building sucks. We're in Dorchester, for Christ's sakes.
Should you make a sign or something on the door to warn people?
I don't know. Did salespeople come here and the first thing they do is go to the bathroom? I don't get it. I don't know why that's fun or relaxing.
I don't think they're doing it to relax. They're doing it because they have to.
What do they got? Crohn's disease? I mean, who has to come in and go to the bathroom right away?
I know that when I get home. No, when I go home,
that's
it's the
fine.
First thing I do.
That's fine.
Like, I mean, it's like that's a routine fine. The second
fine.
I go home.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's your business. Not my business.
Dan just made a great point. The best thing is that the speaker's in there, so whoever's doing it right now is hearing us talk about him.
Good.
That's a good point.
Good. You're disgusting.
Yeah. Fred, would you like to say something to him right now?
You're disgusting. You're gross. Get out of there. Stop going to the bathroom at work. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, for Christ's sake. You can't hold it for 1 minute? I mean, seriously, why is that enjoyable for you? Like, why going into a public restroom is like enjoyable?
Mark, the sales guy's in there. Goes,
son of a bitch!
They're never coming out of the bathroom now because I can see who comes out.
I know.
Like, you're going to have to spend the whole day there.
Rich just moves his position to get him a highlight of sight.
I would never call them out, but they'll know that we know.
I can't think. Hang on a second. Am I alone in thinking there's, like, I can't think of a thing I would less like to do here than take a dump in that bathroom?
Oh, I don't mind doing it. I don't mind it.
Is it like fun? Like, do you
sometimes.
Like going in there? Oh, shut up.
No, I'm not joking. Like, sometimes it's just like,
Fred,
all right, let's
I'm
go.
With you. Not upstairs, always down.
I can't.
Always
think,
down.
You guys are blowing your whole cover for the downstairs one because now that poor guy is going to go downstairs.
I don't care.
I don't
safe
know.
Haven.
I don't care.
Once a month, I have to go to the bathroom here. I don't, because I'm a normal human being that doesn't have to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds.
Someone's saying, Fred, you're literally saying that your crap doesn't stink.
Yes, it doesn't. It doesn't. My armpits occasionally smell. My feet don't smell. I'm not a smelly person. I could go 3 days without a shower. You wouldn't even know it. I have a hairy back. I'm disgusting. I got boobs. Everything. But I'm not smelly. I'm not smelly. I can tell you that.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.